in stock selection of brand new Chevrolets. Even if you picked one based only on a picture and feature list, you experience it from the driver's seat at Moore Shoreline and you'll know it's right for you. Veteran new car manager Arnie Ruthenberg and sales consultants Derek Holland, Rod Teets, Devin Arian, Brendan Weichert, and finance manager Tyler Dick help you find the best model for your specific needs. With Moore Shoreline's higher trade-in allowances and creative financing, it's easier to get your new Chevrolet and find new roads by starting an M25 and C-Wing. Call 989-883-2100 or visit MooreShoreline.com.
Final score from Burton Atherton, USA Patriots 59. And no one saw it coming except Mark Gainforth in the whole USA area. In the Greater Thumb Conference, they knew what USA was all about at 24-0 entering tonight. And they grabbed their 25th victory of the season and take out Flint Beecher in true fashion. Their first victory over Beecher in 5 tries now. They're 1-4 entering tonight. The average score was 69-52. But tonight it was a 4-point victory for the Patriots. They played a year ago, tomorrow. And it was 95-64 Beecher on their way to another state championship. But right now, USA on cloud 9, maybe even cloud 18, as Tyler Heckroth leads the way for the Patriots with 21 points off 6 threes in 1 field goal and 1 for 2 from the free throw line. Hunter Bone, 13 points and a whole slew of free throws. He went, just 9 of 10 from the free throw line in the fourth quarter and 2 field goals in the second and third quarters for 13 points. And Isaiah Williamson, a double-double with 13 points for him and 10 rebounds. Zach Fritz at 8 and Michael Kramer with 4. USA did not sub one single time in this ballgame.
And there was a time that it was beginning to tell. I mean, they were very tired in one of those timeouts, and that's when I'm sure Beecher was thinking that they have an opportunity right there. But USA closed it right down.
So USA now moves on to the quarterfinals, quarterfinal number 10 on Tuesday, March 20th at 7 p.m. in West Bloomfield. USA against either Detroit Edison or Detroit Loyola. I would say this is a tall task, but tonight was a tall task. They took them out and talk about momentum on their side.
Well, in this region, we're all familiar with everyone and everything.
Yes.
And it's going to be interesting to see a game where no one is familiar with anybody, so it could be interesting.
Wow. Unreal. John Mooney, final thoughts here as well. Unfortunately, we're going to eat crow here, John, but at least I'm going to eat crow. I'm the idiot who said there's no way they're going to lose or they're going to beat Beecher. And back in November, I booked a vacation, unfortunately. So I'm off on a jet plane on Friday, and this will be my last ball game of the season.
Well, I'm a week behind you because I have a flight. No, actually, to the east also the same time, or like 1 week later than you. But I am going to be around on Tuesdays and Thursday.
So you'll be with Eddie Fury.
That is true.
In West Bloomfield for the quarterfinals between USA and either Loyola or Edison for the MHSAA tournament. So, John Mooney, it's always been a pleasure. This is our 16th broadcast of the season. It's always been fun. It takes us all the way from the beginning of January right through March. And before we know it, the warm temperatures are going to be upon us. And certainly it's warm in this gym and warm smiles all over USA.
And our predictions came out to where we didn't get anything tonight.
I'm happy
for
that.
But you are a one up on me. And that means I guess I saved my job.
That's true.
So,
yes, that's very true.
I'll be back again next year.
Yes. So we are both happy to fall on our sword here with our outlandish predictions of 24 and 25 point victories for Beecher tonight. It sounded good before the game started, and it sounds even better after the game, knowing now the outcome came for USA. Couldn't be happier for USA.
You know, predictions, hey, this is why we play the game. You know, the game is going to be settled out on the court with 10 players, and they're just going to go ahead and button up, do battle, and see what happens. And one's going to hoist the trophy, and the other one is going to say, okay, next year, I have incentive to do better.
John Mooney, it's been a pleasure. Year 7. And let's do year 8.
You bet.
All right. John Mooney, we'll be back with you on Tuesday for the quarterfinals. Tonight's presentation, we'd like to thank all of our sponsors all the way here so far. Thumb Sailor, Bresky Sign and Building Repair, Moore Motor Sales of Caro, DS Services of Cass City, Moore Shoreline, Chevrolet and Buick and Sebring, Kohler's Propane, Huron County agents of Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan High School Athletic Association, Countryside Sales and Service, and Stacks Market of Owendale, USA Schools, ensure better health, better life. Are you sure? Well, USA is certainly sure tonight, and they're going to be smiling for at least six more days as they take out the Flint Beecher Buccaneers, or I should say just the Bucks, en route to a regional championship, now 25-0 on the season. This is the end of the trail for me, but certainly not for the USA Patriots or John Mooney. Join them on Tuesday from West Bloomfield as the USA Patriots continue their journey to the Breslin Center for a state championship in 2018. On behalf of John Mooney, my name is Clark Ramsey. We hope you enjoyed tonight's ball game. I don't think there isn't a folk who listened tonight that didn't. It was a great ball game from courtside from Burton Atherton. From Region 20, the just champions for USA. So long. I'm Clark Ramsey, John Mooney. We'll see you next time.
We play the best and trash the rest. Your classic hit station.